You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
As I'm sure we're all aware, Matariki is next Friday and there's celebrations all across Tamaki Makaurau. If you're in the area, you can head over to the Auckland Art Gallery, Toi o Tamaki, where there's plenty going on. They have a free event going on where you can purchase kai, shop at Te Makete, or the market, and keep the Tamariki busy making crafts inspired by Matariki, as well as performances from Tane Mete and Grammy Award winner Jerome Kavanagh. I spoke to Chrissy Taylor, the Senior Manager for Public Programs at the Auckland Art Gallery, and I started off by asking her about what's in store for their Matariki celebration.
Yeah, of course. So we have a large social cultural festival that we have called Matariki Ahuanui. It's drop-in, so there's no net book, which we feel is great at this time when people just need a little bit of flexibility. It's celebrating some of the core values of Matariki, Manaakitanga and Putahitanga. There's fun for the whole whānau, so there's something for everyone. And all of our performers, artists and stall holders are Māori, so we're very much, you know, wanting to uplift our Indigenous community. There'll be kai, we've got craft, we're doing a whole makiti. And we've got a couple of really highlight performances with Grammy Award winner Jerome Kavanagh and Mariah in the Sky.
Mariah in the Sky and having Tane Meti present for this event must be very, very exciting. Can you tell me a bit more about their performance?
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually been a huge highlight to work so closely with Tane, who is a world-class dancer and choreographer. So we have commissioned this exclusively for Matariki. It's the second year that we have worked so closely with Tane. The first year, last year, where he performed Putakawa. So this year, we have three performers as part of Marae in the Sky. Po'o Halapua on the violin, Waiata by Tai Shikari, and of course, lead dancer and choreographer Tane Miti. It centres around the mother whetū Matariki, and the work signifies haora, health, hope, reflection, and connection to the nature, environment, and well-being. The name Mariah in the Sky actually draws inspiration from a local rainbow collective from the 1990s, which welcomed and served the community at the time. And this Whanganui was actually located just across the road from the gallery in Lawn Street. It was a huge hub of political activism, particularly in the revitalisation of te reo Māori and the practice of tikanga in the Auckland CBD. We've been working on this for 9 months, so it's absolutely so exciting to see this whole production come together, and it will be that the performances are breathtaking, so definitely encourage everyone to come along. 12 o'clock and 2 o'clock on both the 14th of July and the 15th of July.
And along with that, you also mentioned Grammy Award winner Jerome Kavanagh as well. That's amazing. He'll be showcasing his whānau collection of over 50 taonga pūoro, traditional Māori musical instruments, in his performance, Power to the Pūoro.
Yeah, so this is happening on the 14th of July. So I should have said that. Matariki Ahuanui is all on the public holiday, the first public holiday granted in Aotearoa. And Jerome is so lucky to be having him coming along. He'll be performing for three performances, 11, 1 and 3, and for 30 minutes. And he will be, as you mentioned, showcasing his whānau collection over for 50 taonga pūoro. Jerome and his hōrangatira partner Ruha are the creators of Uru Atua, a music experience which revives and shares the healing practice of taonga pūoro in Aotearoa and internationally.
Along with this, you haven't just got some amazing performers, you've also got a lot of arts and crafts going on. I'm reading here, you've got Make a Woven Star, Whetū, or Fish Ika, as well as Makete as well, markets. Tell me a bit about this. This is very exciting stuff.
Yeah, it's so exciting. And as I said, there's literally something for everybody. So we're really lucky to have Ahinix, who's a takatupui weaver, an educator who really believes in providing a safe space for all to connect with raranga. So you can come along and create your own ika, fish, or whetū star to take away with you. any ages, everybody is welcome. And then we're also going to be having lots of craft aligned to the stories of Matariki, where you can again create your own fetu to take away with you. As you mentioned, we've got a big makiti. This will be up on our beautiful rooftop space. We've got all Māori-owned businesses for our food, craft and art stalls. We know everyone likes kais. We've got plenty of kais. That's of grown-up donuts and pasa pasa, who do Italian food with a Māori twist. So, for example, Toa Pizza. We've got some fantastic storeholders, including Charlotte Graham, who's an artist selling prints. Janine Clarkin, who's a fashion designer, as well as some of the stallholders that we had last year, selling beautiful tonga, totia, and Māori by design.
Now, this is all going down throughout the day over at the Auckland Art Gallery, and it is free, so anyone can rock up. You can come with your friends, come with the whānau.
Yeah, absolutely. There's obviously a lot more information on our website. There'll be a little bit of capacity on a couple of the performances. Last year, Pūtikawa, Sunny Mitch's performance, we were overwhelmed with people. So, yeah, absolutely just encourage people to come early to get a good position. But we have listened to our audiences and added a couple of extra performances in this year. And it's in a beautiful light-filled atrium, which has a little bit more capacity as well.
That was Chrissy Taylor, the Senior Manager for Public Programs at the Auckland Art Gallery, telling us about what's in store for their Matariki celebration on July 14th. For more information on the event, you can go check out the Auckland Art Gallery's website.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.